You're listening to Clifford Kelly on Straight Truth Radio, the podcast.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Straight Truth Radio podcast, the place where the living truth endures forever. I'm your host, Cliff Kelly. Thank you for being here. Here again, we are, this is a special edition of the Straight Truth Radio podcast. We're entering into our fifth season. We would normally be here on a Sunday evening, and we actually hadn't chose this date to actually to start, but we have breaking news. If you don't already realize, if you haven't already seen what is happening, then you obviously don't watch TV at all or listen to the radio. This ministry, you know, is a ministry of eschatology. We've been talking about end time events and the things that will happen, the things that will occur in the last days. And so one of the things that we have been talking about, we have been saying constantly, if you want to know what's happening on God's timeline, if you want to know what God is doing, when God is moving, how he's moving, pay attention to Israel. Pay attention to what's happening in Israel. And so this weekend, Israel was hit by a terrorist attack from Hezbollah and also Hamas. Hezbollah has been hitting them from the north, North Israel, and Hamas has been hitting them from the southern portion of Israel. And then there has been attacks from, and then Lebanon, they also been getting hit from Lebanon. And the sources from these weapons have been coming from Iran. Now, this episode we're calling the Seven Trumpets. And so when I talk about the Seven Trumpets, in the book of Revelations, and I'll quickly address the trumpets and then get right into this episode, which we're talking. If you've seen the banner, the poster that we posted for this evening's podcast, and I should have downloaded it so I can put it here, but I don't have it there. You'll have to check the website, whatever, on that particular flyer. But you see, we're talking about the seven trumpets, and there are arrows pointing at the sixth trumpet, which would indicate that there are five other trumpets that have already, for intensive purposes, been blown by the angels, or the actions behind those trumpets which will be blown have already happened. So let's go over here to Revelations. Because I had here thumb marked a different scripture, but I want to go over to Revelations first, and to Revelations chapter 9. Revelations chapter 9, and right here in verse 13. let me start here at verse 12. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. Verse 13. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loose, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year. Watch this. For to slay the third part of man. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, and I heard the number of them. And I thus saw the horses. This is really going into something else. So let me just stop here, because I don't want to go into any further thought than that. So, we see here, we have been talking about these trumpets, and we've been talking about what would happen with World War III and how World War III would finally kick off, how it would actually happen. And so, if you remember in the years past, 2015, 2016, 2017, when we were just posting on Facebook and stuff like that, we were trying to warn everyone that, hey, a peace deal has to eventually come to pass. A peace deal has to come so then that we would finally see Jews over in Israel build their temple. Then they would begin temple worship again. And then the PETAs of the world would come there in great outrage, break all that up. And then the Antichrist will finally be revealed to us. And we're going to go to that scripture here just shortly. The Antichrist will be revealed to us, and we will finally find out who the Antichrist is. Now, for years, everybody's been trying to put different tags on who the Antichrist is. They wanted to say Trump was the Antichrist. Wanted to say President Obama was the Antichrist. Bush, the Bushes, Reagan. Everybody wanted to tag an American president as being the Antichrist, when in fact that couldn't be, because when you follow scripture, when you follow the scripture, you know that the Antichrist has to come from Europe. It has to come from over in that area where Israel where Israel is stationed. So no American president, as much as you may dislike this, your president or your opposing president, can't be the Antichrist. He has to be from over there. So let me dive in here, and then I want to talk about the trumpets, and then I'm going to go back and explain again why. So watch this. So again, this episode is the seven trumpets. So again, we're talking about seven trumpets. That means there have been trumpets that have already been blown. So the first trumpet, which we've tried to explain on from this platform, the first trumpet was, why would you call me now? Excuse me, I'm sorry. Can't take that. So the first trumpet was World War I, and I'm talking about from the platform, from the belief from which we believe and teach, from the understanding that we have. So World War I, and you can find that in Revelation chapter 8, verse 7. When that trumpet blew, World War I kicked off, and 8.8 million people died. When that event happened, then the nations came together. There was a UN that was, at that time, what was formed, it was called the League of Nations. And so what they wanted to do was to form this global unit where you would take all of your problems to and everything, and then they could there would be no more war at all. But that it failed because a country like the United States would not give up their sovereignty. It wouldn't do that. So that episode failed. But then later, there was a second trumpet that blew. And that trumpet, we taught, is World War II. Revelation chapter 8, verses 8 and 9. And after that war happened, 52 million people passed in that war. And it was semi-successful because after that, the UN formed. From that, Israel became a nation. And so it seems like things were off and kicking. But then later, the third trumpet blew. Which was, I was a senior in high school when this actually happened. And when, if you go to Revelation chapter 8, verses 10 and 11, the description of what happens, we have assessed that to be the Chernobyl nuclear explosion. Like I said, I was a senior in high school, and I remember when that happened, of thinking, and I wasn't saved or anything like that, but I just remember thinking, this got to be of some biblical proportion. This has to have something to do, you know, in the Bible. So God has to have something to do with this, as I was thinking as a young child. So as we continue to move on, the fourth trumpet blew. And so, when you see World War I, World War II, all the major wars that have been happening, what history tells us is that Germany had a great deal to do with all of these wars, the Franco-German War, all these wars that Germany was involved in. And so the United Nations felt like, Germany, you are such warmongers, that they divided the country and formed the Berlin Wall. Well, the fourth trumpet that blew was the falling of the Berlin Wall, which sped up the works of globalism. When that Berlin Wall came down, If you will remember in history, the Berlin Wall came down, and I can't remember the Pope at that time. I want to say it was Pope John Paul, but the Russian president at that time, was it Nikolai Gorbachev? He had the birthmark on his head, and President Bush, the father Bush, the vice president of President Reagan. And that was in 1989. If you remember, when that Berlin Wall came down, almost 3 weeks after that wall came down, President Bush said, "And we will have the New World Order." That was when a public announcement. Although there have been people behind the scenes were trying to push for one world government and all of that and everything, it was at that moment when President Bush said, the father, what would he be, what, 39, 40, 41, somewhere in there, he said, "We will have New World Order." So there began a real push to now form this one world government but in order for one world government to actually happen, people have to give up their rights. And so what have we been seeing over the course of the years with COVID? I'm just bringing it right up to your front porch with COVID. And with everything else that has happened, you know, we'll give up our right to, it was your choice, you were pro-choice when it came down to abortion, but nobody had a choice when it came down to getting the vaccine. You had to get that. So you think what you want. I'm not trying to start that argument. I'm just saying. So now we move up to the fifth trumpet. And I remember this all as well, because at the time, At the time when this trumpet blew, I was an officer down to Justice Center. I was a CO. I was a fellow officer who also worked there with me. And he was a former Marine. And because he had traveled and everything, and he knew things, you know, that happened over in the East and things, he felt the whole world was coming apart and God was getting ready to come back right then and there. I had enough sense. I was a young preacher. I had enough sense to know that, no, Christ is not coming back right now, but this year will be a good opportunity for you to get it together so when he comes, you can meet him in peace. And so the Gulf War was the fifth trumpet that was blown. When those 700 oil wells blew up, the scripture talks about that it was night. And with the fires from all the oil wells being blown up and exploding. I remember watching on the news at 12 noon their time, just looking over there, it still looked like 12 midnight because of all the fire and all the black smoke that was going up. And so it's very important that we understand that the prophecies of the Bible always come to pass. They will never fail. They will always come to pass. And so when we launch this platform of the Straight Truth Radio podcast, all we wanted to do was to show you little events that are happening in our times that are bringing the prophecies of the Bible closer to pass. That's all we were trying to do. And so it's important that we understand, this is why I always say, and I argue, those who believe in reading Revelations and judging it as a chronological book of writings, then you will always miss the fact that, number one, because by the time you get here to chapter 8 and 9, the majority of the church teaches those who believe in chronological writings, the church has already been raptured. However, these events that I'm telling you right now happen in our time. So it couldn't be chronologically happening. But the book of Revelation is a book of scenes. He shows us this scene. Just like when you watch TV, you see these two in an argument, and then there's another scene. You know, you go to another scene where somebody is on their way to the first place or something else is happening and things are happening in stages. And the story writer is trying to give you a full episode of events and actions that is happening in that half an hour or hour program, whatever it is that you're watching. When we read the book of Revelations, and that's why we have to look at it with a spiritual eye and spiritual ears. John said, when he wrote, he said, and I was caught up and I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. So when John wrote this book, if he was in the spirit on the Lord's day, don't you think you need the spirit to interpret what it is you're reading? Analytically break down God's word with your infinite mind. Who knows the mind of God? And so now again, let me get off of that. So the sixth trumpet, the Bible says that in the sixth trumpet along the river Euphrates, the sixth trumpet, the angels will be loose. Those four angels who are bound in the river Euphrates, they will be loose. Now watch this. You have Israel. They're being attacked from, like I said, from the south, from Hamas. They're being attacked from the north, from Hezbollah. They're being attacked from Lebanon. And all of these actions are to push them into the sea. You can't go any more east than the sea that's already there. And all these actions are to push them into the sea. And so what we have to do is, sure, pray for Israel, pray for their salvation, because God's word has already been established in heaven. That's his word. There is nothing that God has said in his word that he's going to take back. All has to be fulfilled. But what we have to do is pray that in the events that things are happening, we hate to see wars like this happen. We hate to see it. I want you to envision this. When Israel fought her enemies, watch. Israel would hit military bases, buildings, with very few casualties happening at all. But the enemies of Israel, they're firing on, they don't care who they hit. Hamas is now talking about, oh, we're cool with a ceasefire because you already killed 900 people. Sure, you want a ceasefire now because you done killed 900 men, women, boys, girls. You got hostages and everything. Yeah, so you cool with a ceasefire. But when Israel would hit, again, military bases, just, you know, they doing everything they can to keep themselves safe with their with the Iron Dome system and everything. So, sure, let's pray. Let's pray for Israel. And let us pray for us, our loved ones as well. Because we want to see people saved when Christ does return, or should we pass before Christ returns? We want to be saved. You want to be able to meet him in peace. Now, so when we look at the trumpet again, when World War III happens, and again, World War III, when the angels of the Euphrates River, just getting back to the prophecy here, when you look at the countries that are aligned along the Euphrates River, and if I'm saying this right, from north to south going down, I believe it's Assyria first, Syria, then Turkey, Iran and Iraq, maybe Turkey first. I think Turkey first, then Assyria, Iran and Iraq, somewhere along that line. So now you have, again, Hamas, Hezbollah attacking Israel, and they're getting their weapons from Iran. So Iran is the state sponsor of terrorism over there as it pertains to how Israel is being attacked. Turkey has already voiced their support for Hamas. So now that's two. Now I don't know how much Turkey is involved and support in actual physical support, but they voiced their support for Hamas. So now that's two countries along the Euphrates River already, Iran and Iraq. Now, because of the treaty that we have, the United States has with Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu has already said this is war and they're going to war. If they were to go ahead and attack, it's already known, it's already documented, they already know and feel that that these weapons are coming straight out of Iran. So if they decided to attack Iran, go straight for Iran, number one, we have a treaty with Israel to support them. Now, does that drags us into that war? Could it? Now, China has already said, I think I saw this clip earlier today, that our relationship with China will depend on how we handle this conflict here. Our continuing relationship with China will depend on how we handle this relationship here. Because keep in mind, Iran has a relationship, an alliance with China, with Russia, with North Korea. That's a lot of major powers mixed up in this already. And we haven't even touched the NATO countries. So we really have to be praying for what the Bible is telling us is going to come to pass anyway. We really have to be praying for one another and praying that, number one, that God's word goes out. Yes, thank you. And Russia. Did I miss Russia? I meant to include Russia. Yes, thank you for that. And Russia has an alliance with them also, with China also. So now, that's a lot of countries that the U.S. and Israel is fighting by themselves. Now, of course, we probably would have the help of the NATO countries, because that's what this whole Russia-Ukraine thing was about already. And so while everybody has their attention, their eyes glued to Russia and Ukraine, and we're sending money to Russia, or continue to send billions of dollars to Ukraine, and we need to send aid to Israel now as well. What does that do for our defenses when it's time for us to defend ourselves? We got a lot of things to pray about, folks. Saints, we got a lot of things to pray about. And so that's exactly what this platform has been about. When I kept blowing up the Abraham Accord and what Donald Trump was trying to do and trying to pull us out of every one world government treaty. I think it was Transatlantic Partnership, the Paris Climate Agreement, UNESCO, the ICC, the Global Compact of Migration, the Interim Range Nuclear Forces. All these, and there's more listed there. When Trump moved the capital from Tel Aviv back to Jerusalem, and everyone, you're a Trump supporter, man, I'm trying to tell you what the Bible is trying to get us to pay attention to. This is not about on this platform, I have no political alliance to anybody. In fact, let me say this too. I wear many hats. And when I'm not a minister and I'm wearing another hat, I sit on local government. And as far as a party is concerned, sure, I belong to a certain party. But I am a student of the Bible first. I am a priest first. I have no alliance to anyone on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. My alliance is to Jesus Christ. And I kept trying to tell you my favorite line in the Black Panther is when T'Challa went to battle over with Killmonger, and Killmonger defeated him. And the next scene is what's the girl's name? The girlfriend, the love interest. She went to talk to the general, and she wanted the general to help her overthrow Killmonger. She said, "No, I'm loyal to whoever sits on that throne." And that has been my take the whole time. I'm loyal to this. I'm loyal to the word of God. I'm loyal to God himself, no matter who he allows to sit at 16 Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. It doesn't matter whether it's a D, a R, a I, independent, liberty. I don't care what party you in. I'm loyal to this because everything will go down but the word of God. So while everybody was, you know, giving me heck over it, we're starting to see the things that we have been talking about for years starting to come to pass. Now. We don't know exactly what this is actually going to lead up to just yet. But we have to keep our eyes peeled and we have to keep a praying spirit and we have to stay watchful about what is happening. So, again, I believe we are in the midst. We are in the crux of this sixth trumpet being blown. I literally believe the angel was doing this, licking his lips, getting ready, and got the lips on the horn and taking a deep breath. Now the only thing left is to blow. And when that happens, the war begins. That was funny, huh? That was funny. I see that. And when that happens, the angels along the Euphrates River are being loosed. Now, we already have troops stationed along the Euphrates River now, just being watchful. So let's pray for our troops. Let's pray for our family. Let's pray for each other. In fact, I need you to pray for your pastors that they get a revelation of this. That we stop preaching any minute we being raptured out of here. Any minute we going to be out of here. Just any minute. The Bible doesn't say that. In fact, let me tell you what the Bible does say. Let's go here. I think I'm going to close with this. It's what we've done all the time. We've been in here. And I see my brother just pulled it up here. You already knew where I was going. Matthew 24. Let me do some reading. Let me close with some verses out of here from Matthew 24. Now watch. Jesus said, I don't have time to set it up like I normally do, so I'm just going to read. Matthew 24, verse 2. Well, let me start with verse 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple with his disciples, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Now, obviously, we know that prophecy came to pass in 70 AD. That temple was destroyed. So, Jesus, he says, And then he sat down upon the Mount of Olives, and the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when shall these things be? Listen to the question. When shall these things be? What shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? Now, when you say the end of the world, you're talking about the end of the age. Keep in mind, we are in this. Sixth dispensation, this dispensation of grace, right? So he says the end of the age. And my Bible says end of the world, but the interpretation is an end of this age. And Jesus answered them and said, take heed that no man deceive you. This is why it's so important for you to get in this word and get into a very Bible-believing church, a Bible-believing church, someone who believes in eschatology, someone who has a, listen, I'm not trying to offend anyone. I'm not talking about going to somebody's church just because you know your pastor got a couple of degrees. But does your pastor have spiritual discernment? Do they understand spiritually and biblically what is happening on God's TikTok? It's not enough to hear a soothing message, a message of praise, and a something to get you shouting, get you going, and stir you up, and, you know, motivational. We pass motivation now. It's about salvation now. Forget motivation. It's about salvation. Somebody tweet that for me. It's not about motivation. It's about salvation. And so he says, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now, he's not just necessarily saying that many people are going to come saying, I'm Jesus Christ. But people are saying, hey, I'm a Christian just like you. I can't remember the scriptural verse right now, but you remember where God sent the young prophet to Bethel to cry out against the city. And there were other little young prophets preachers in that city, and they ran to tell the old prophet. Now watch, there were young prophets in the city already. The old prophet, he was the giant, I guess, the spiritual giant of the city. And this young prophet who came, God sent this young prophet in to tell him to cry against the city. They ran and told the old prophet, hey, this young preacher, young prophet, you know, whatever, they told him all about him, you know, whatever. And then his commandment was to cry against the city. Don't tarry. Get out. Go. Don't stay. Don't eat. Don't tarry. Don't do nothing. He cried against the city, and then he left. And then the old prophet met him at a fork in the road and said, hey, I hear you was in town. You know, he's talking to him. I hear you was in town. You know, whatever. Come eat. Come fellowship with me. And the prophet said, no, I can't. God told me to get in, told me to get out. I'm just paraphrasing. Told me to get in and get out. And then watch this. The old prophet says, but I'm a prophet just like you. I'm an old prophet just like you. You know, as prophets, we got to stick together. I'm an old prophet just like you. And the young man heard that, and he went to go eat. And when he sat at the table, and before he got one good morsel in his mouth, he heard the voice of the Lord condemning him about what he wasn't supposed to do. And when he left anyway, and he was devoured by, was the bears, lions? And the old prophet felt bad for him and had him buried. But the point is that you cannot be deceived by someone just because they wear a collar around their neck and just because they got degrees on the wall. Everybody does not have a spiritual discernment about what God's word is saying in this end time. Find you a church where someone will not just preach you happy, but they'll keep you saved because of this word that is preached. And so we're going to conclude here. We're going to stop here. This is a good landing place for me right here, right now. Again, be praying. We don't know exactly what is going to happen from this point on. We know that Israel is going to plan their plan of attack. Over 900 Israelites have already been killed, murdered. As far as we know right now, 9 Americans, 2 Frenchmen. And they were, I think it was a news clip of them parading a woman around. I guess they thought she was American. She was German. So what I'm saying is, this is not just affecting Israel alone. These are other countries that have been murdered by these terrorists. So what will that do for the rest of the country as the rest of the world, rather, what will that do for the rest of the world as they look and see their countrymen being destroyed because of what has happened there by this attack? So let's be praying. Let's be praying, all right? Let's be praying. This is the Straight Truth Radio Podcast. Again, the place where the lip of truth endures forever. I'm your host, Cliff Kelly. I want to thank you again for your listenership. If you have not subscribed to this podcast, make sure you do. On Facebook, on YouTube, we're on Twitch now, on X, formerly Twitter. Find this platform, search us out. We will not lie to you and shout you happy. We'll just tell you the truth. And remember, hold on to him that is able to keep you from failing and from falling. Remember, we are not sinless, but we sin less because of him who became sin for us. The Straight Truth Radio Podcast. Cliff Kelly, I'm your host. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Please continue to tune in. God bless you all.